Hi, this is Reverend Patrick Jones, assistant pastor at Life Church in East Syracuse, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. I have a unique question for you. Are you a goose or a seagull? Now, I know that may seem like a silly question, but just stay with me for a minute. So what are you? Don't know? Well, let's talk about seagulls and geese then and find out together. Seagulls are that bird, in my opinion, not many people like. They are known to be mean birds. They are known for being aggressive and harassing people, for trying to take people's food. And that's just some examples. They're also a very mean bird to their own kind. They are so mean that when another seagull is hurt or injured, they will band together and start bullying the injured seagull all the way to its death, just to help lower their competition. Now, after hearing that, I don't think I want to be a seagull. But let's talk about geese now. Geese, on the other hand, like to travel in a flock and will constantly talk to one another. If you have ever seen a flock of geese fly over you, you know that they are very loud, always honking at each other. And that's because they're communicating with each other. They are encouraging one another, lifting each other up and checking in on each other, making sure that the older and younger geese are doing okay. And then the stronger birds even take turns leading the flock in their famous flying V formation, giving the younger and even the weaker geese the easiest flying position at the back so they can take the least amount of resistance while flying. Now, this is the kind of bird I would want to be. It reminds me of Romans 15, verses 1 through 3. It says, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the fallings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me." Romans 15, 1 through 3, NIV. We need to be a flock of geese always looking out for one another, lifting each other up during our darkest hours, encouraging one another when we are struggling, and helping each other by taking some of the burdens of life off of one another. So even though you may be the strong brother or sister today, you may be the weaker one tomorrow. So I encourage you to find your flock so you can be the one who helps carry the burdens of your brothers and sisters when they need it. We also need to be able to be humble, to let our flock of brothers and sisters lift us up when we are weak. It's never too late to become a goose and to find your own flock. I am Reverend Patrick Jones, your pastor for the day.